You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Race has emerged as a big topic in American culture in the presidential campaign and conversations about police-minority relationships. And here in Wisconsin, with worries about racial disparities in education, income, and incarceration rates.
But it can be a hard conversation for people to have, and issues of race are sometimes easier to avoid than they are to talk about. A new theater production at Madison College is trying to spark a productive conversations about issues of race and diversity.
The play is called Clyburn Park. It opens this weekend at Madison College's Mitby Theater, and we have a link to the schedule on the Central Time Facebook page.
We have a few people involved in the play with us now. Miranda Hawk is the director, and she's chair of communications and performing arts at Madison College. Miranda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Also with us, Madison College student Shannon Hintz. She's founding member of the Madison College Street Team. We'll get into what that is in a bit. Shannon, hi.
Hi.
And on the phone, history instructor Jonathan Pollock is with us. He's the historian for this production. John, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back, Rob. Thanks for calling.
Well, Miranda, give us the basics, first of all. What is Clyburn Park all about?
Clyburn Park actually takes place over the period of 50 years. We start in 1959 on the other side of Lorraine Hansberry's Raisin in the Sun, where we see the white family's perspective of a black family purchasing their home and the community reaction to that. The second act takes place in 2009, so we fast forward. We're in the same house, and it's changing hands again, and the neighborhood has changed. And all of the same issues have stayed the same.
Well, here's a little preview, a little taste of the play from rehearsals that you sent along.
No, I'm sorry. This is the most asinine. Half of my friends are black.
What?
And as is true for most normal people.
Name one.
Normal people tend to have a diverse and wide.
Name one.
Candace. I don't have to say you said compiling a list
of... You specifically said
Teresa.
She works in your office. She's not a friend.
So, Miranda, touchy conversations.
Yes.
You mentioned just before the show, maybe over 15 appropriate. There's some language
there
in
is
this
some
as
language.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
These are tense conversations people are having in this play.
They are. And Bruce Norris, the playwright, that's what he strive to do, is to put us in a situation where we are having conversations that we hear in our hallways or in our own living rooms, family members, sometimes even ourselves, but then we're also able to see the absurdity of it.
And Shannon, tell us a little bit about the community conversation. That's part of what the Madison College Street Team is involved in. What's going to happen there? There's one event on Sunday, I think it is.
Yes, March 6th. We are just talking about, the community issues and what Clyburn Park has to reflect on Madison.
And why was it important, do you think, to have Madison people, I know there are community leaders, audience members, why is it important for Madison, for people in Wisconsin, to have this play sparked by, or this discussion sparked by the play?
I think because there's a lot of things that are in the play that, are relevant to Madison right now. There are communities that are struggling and have issues with, one side being rich and the other side being poor, and being able to put those two together and say we have an issue because, people aren't listening to each other.
Now, John, you're the historian on this production. Can you tell us how this play handles this idea, this half century plus of race in the United States?
So it mainly deals with housing issues. And what I really like about the play, what I've enjoyed about working with the whole team that's putting it on, is that the issue of race is always, it's like not directly stated. It's there are a series of conversations that go on between characters in both parts of the play, where the issue of race is like in the background. It's kind of hinted at but not stated exactly. And I think looking at the way that people often talk about race today, talking about racism in the sense of the Klan or something like that is relatively rare and that's spectacular, and people say, oh, I can't believe that still exists, and so forth. But in the more coded language that people use, that's something that like people were talking about earlier, it's that coded language. It's what people kind of talk about around their dining room tables and so on, and that's really what's in the play, is you get that vibe of something racist that's kind of hard to pin down, and that's what I think is really useful about the play, and that really explains race and housing issues in northern cities over the last 50 to 60 years.
We're talking about a play called Clybourne Park being put on at Madison College. We have Miranda Hawk with us, Shannon Hintz, and John Pollock all involved in different ways with this production and a community conversation surrounding it. Miranda, one thing I understand about this play is that, you know, these are things in the 1950s, mm-hmm. modern day, less changes in that time period than we might like to see. How does the play show that?
It's very blunt. But at the same time, we find ourselves laughing and then immediately wondering, oh, shoot, I should not have laughed at that. And so there, many of the conversations, many of the characters embody people that we know and sometimes can look at in our own mirrors. And with things that we say and don't even realize, as John was talking about, the undertone of difference. Bruce Norris also, as being discussed, he also talks about, or his characters debate, the value of disability, economy, mm-hmm. Politics. So one of the reviewers talking about the play said that nobody goes unscathed in this piece. He really takes a blunt object to everybody and makes us look at things that we don't really want to see, especially if we get comfortable. We get comfortable with the way we are interacting with people and we think we've progressed so far, but if we really look at it, we're still seeing ourselves and each other as different, and we're putting a value on those differences.
And John, I want to stay with that historical context a bit. This idea that in a lot of ways we're still talking about the same things in 2000, 2016 as we were in 1950. How much is still the same now or similar as it was then?
Wow. So things are similar. If we're just looking at residents on the ground, the rate of residential segregation has, and I don't have the stats in front of me right here, but residential segregation is a factor as much now as it was back in the 1950s. I mean, the neighborhoods that people live in are different. Obviously, areas that were farmland in the 1950s are now suburbs and exurbs of major cities. But the reality in walking around neighborhoods, looking at schools, there's been a lot of work on how schools have kind of resegregated after efforts to desegregate them in the 1970s. So while I think it's oversimplifying a little bit to say, oh, it's exactly the same as it was in the 50s. I think there was change, and then there's been change back. If you're just kind of taking a snapshot of 1959 and, like, 2009 when the play set, then it looks pretty darn similar.
Shannon, I want to bring you back into this now. As a student and on this Madison College street team, first of all, what does the street team do, and especially regarding this kind of conversation?
Madison College street team is educating both faculty and students on racial diversity issues around campus. We talk about, you know, what's going on and how we can fix things, you know, in classrooms, you know, and just being able to understand better what we can do to be able to make the community and the campus more welcoming.
And I wonder how people are receiving that now, because I think there are stages over the last couple decades where somebody might say something that, and you know, the students, maybe the faculty say, it sounds nice, busy, got a lot to do. But now, with everything that's been in the news lately, are people embracing this issue, wanting to have the conversations you're talking about?
Some faculty are. We do have a thing that we got a message that said, faculty just don't get it. And that's what actually started the street team, was that we wanted to educate, and that was the main reason we started, was to be able to go forward with that.
And a lot of students saying, yeah, this is a really important conversation to
yes.
be having now.
Yes.
So I want to get into the community conversation part of mm-hmm. this. Miranda, why theater to get this conversation started?
Well, theater is a great conversation starter, but of course I'm biased. I think we can see ourselves in these characters as much as sometimes we don't want to, but we are laughing along, and the conversations with the cast. When Jonathan came in and talked to us, and we were able to talk about the history and the politics that surrounded housing and race, and then after he left, we had some great conversations and how the students were feeling that they just thought it was in their heads that, I did experience this. And then there were some other students involved in the production who didn't realize. And so as we were progressing and going through and talking about the facts behind this play, then they were talking about their own experiences and bringing themselves to it. And so the conversation it sparked out of that. And Shannon came to me also and said, how can we do more with this? And I thought, well, you know, it's a Chicago play, but it can be a Madison neighborhood as well.
We're talking about race and an effort to get people talking about race. Our guests are Miranda Hawk, Shannon Hintz, and John Pollock. They're all involved in a Madison College production of the play Clybourne Park and a community conversation centered around that play.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you been part of a community conversation about race? Is this an issue that's hard for you to talk about? And is there a place where you've had a good, maybe an eye-opening conversation about race in America? Call 800-642-1234. We continue our conversation with Miranda Hawk, Shannon Hintz, and Jonathan Pollock. They're all part of a Madison College production of the play Clybourne Park and a community conversation about issues of race raised in the play.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you think it's difficult, tough to talk to people, maybe your coworkers, friends, family, about race and racism? Is this one of those topics that you just avoid at the dinner table, like people avoid politics and religion? Is there a setting where you have felt comfortable having these kind of conversations? Call in now at 800-642-1234. And speaking of conversations, Miranda, mm-hmm. one of the centerpieces here is this community conversation, I think, after one of the productions of the play. And he brought in people from the community. So what kind of people yes. did you want to reach out to and have part of this conversation?
Well, we've reached out to a number of folks, and I'm still waiting on a confirmation from a couple of them. But Gloria Jones-Bay is one of the folks who has confirmed, and she is a part-time instructor at Madison College, but also very active in the Madison community. Jonathan Pollock. He is also a featured panelist. Lucia Nunez is our vice president of diversity and inclusion issues at Madison College. And she's going to be not just talking about the Madison community, but the campus community, what's happening within our own hallways and how the themes are reflected as well. And then we have Darrell Connor, who is with WIBA Radio.
And Shannon, when these kind of conversations happen and maybe looking forward to this one on Sunday, do you think it, as I was kind of saying, it, people are reluctant to have conversations about race? Is this something that people don't even want to start, worried they'll say the wrong thing or they don't want to open a door?
They don't. They no? really don't. I mean, it can be an issue just right in the hallway. Someone will talk to you, you know, and just... I had a personal thing where they actually said to me, I didn't know that you were, you know, black. I didn't know you were biracial, you know, and I, just because of the way I talked, mm-hmm. you know, and I didn't know what to say to that. It's just being able to bring that out in the open and be able to say something about it and say, that does hurt, you know, that does hurt to hear that. And just be able to talk. I mean, people, they won't.
Now, in this play, as we heard in the little clip, some of these conversations are painful. I mean, do mm-hmm. you think? But do you think it's important to accept that it's going to be painful sometimes and keep going anyway?
Yeah. I mean, we had a conversation with the Madison College Street Team before, and we had faculty that honestly didn't know how to handle the situation. They stood in a group for 15 minutes just talking on end, going, what do we do in a situation like this? What do we say? How do we react to this? You know,
we've had formal training. Mm-hmm. We've had lots of it. But as faculty, we can find ourselves in our classroom, like I have, with a student saying really something that everybody would have assumed was not appropriate. And that student who made the comment didn't realize. And it's a teaching moment, but at the time, you're realizing that it's not the formal training, it's hearts and minds at stake.
We're talking about race and talking about race. It all centers around a play at Madison College, Clybourne Park. It's a play about talking about race, too. We have Miranda Hawk, Shannon Hintz, and Jonathan Pollock. They're all involved in the production of this play and a community conversation. Now, John, you are the historian in this play, and I wonder just your role in this. How did you present the history on the two ends of this spectrum? How did you kind of flesh out the script for the people participating?
Yeah, so in the 1950s, I did a lot more history for Act One, obviously, because it's set in the 50s. So I talked a little bit about Lorraine Hansberry's play Raisin in the Sun and how this is kind of an answer to it in some ways, how it kind of builds on the earlier play. I talked about, the 1959 is this really interesting period because you've got the Brown versus Board of Education decision in 54 that ended segregation by law, that after that you couldn't have housing developments or schools that were closed to blacks or for blacks only. But it's before the Civil Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and the Voting Rights Act of 65. So it's this kind of limbo. And so I talked about, you know, what led to restrictive covenants that prevented blacks from buying into previously all-white neighborhoods. And so I kind of laid that groundwork. I talked a lot about Jim Crow, and especially Jim Crow in the North, as we've said, the play set in Chicago. And I think when we talk about the Civil Rights era, one of the things I tried to really hammer home to the cast was that we often focus on the South. We focus on Martin Luther King's early organizing and students integrating lunch counters and so forth. And people kind of take away from that, oh, well, if South is the opposite of North and all this prejudice, all this overt racism was still going on in the South, then it must not have been in the North. And so my presentation was all about, no, that's absolutely not the case. Discrimination in the North was overt. It was visible. People felt it every day. And I talked about, especially since I was working with actors, and this is something I don't normally get to do in history, I talked about how would the experience of Jim Crow in the North, where there's not supposed to be any law against blacks living where they want to and so forth, but in practice there kind of was, how would that affect how people carried themselves? How would that affect how people talked, how the characters talked to each other in the play? And so that was a lot of fun to explore. The actors kind of ran with it and talked about their own character and suggested, so my character would kind of do this or carry herself such and such a way. And that's how I really worked the history into it.
And Miranda, John was saying, you know, people think, oh, racism, civil rights, that all happened in the South, not the North. Not true, he says. And recently there's been a conversation about Madison in particular viewing itself through a certain lens that says, oh, no, these things don't happen here. And then we've heard from Reverend Alex G. on the show in the Justified Anger movement saying, in many ways, Madison is the worst place in Wisconsin in a lot of ways. So does that inform your production of this play?
Oh, very much so. Because that happens in this play repeatedly, where there is a level of comfort that everybody thinks they're on the same page, and it takes a while to dig through the layers, and you're laughing at things and responding to things, and then you realize, oh, no, this train has gone off the rails completely. So it's a great play to start that conversation, but as the playwright indicates, and you will find in both acts, there isn't a resolution. There isn't an answer suggested or recommended. We don't see these characters feel better. In fact, quite the opposite. Even through, you know, as the audience is laughing hysterically at some points, there isn't an answer. And we're finding that in our own schools, in our own neighborhoods, in our own community. There isn't an answer yet.
So, Shannon, there's not a happy, tidy resolution in the play, but when the play's over, what are you hoping that people take away from seeing this, from having this community conversation?
I'm hoping that they will be able to, you know, have those feelings and be able to talk about them. You know, and that's part of the reason we're having the community conversation is to be able to talk with people, you know, and discuss what happens, because I feel like people could go out of it going, what do I do? You know, how do I, you know, react to these things? How do I, you know, how can I change things? How can I make sure I'm not stepping, you know, on places I don't want to? Yeah.
So Madison College is one place. This is one play. How would you recommend people in other communities maybe try to replicate what you're doing on this street team doing with this production of the play? Is this something you could see happening not just in your college?
I mean, I would hope so.
And there's many plays that revolve around a similar theme. Bruce Norris isn't the only one to take the other side or other perspective, but also really to talk, really to communicate. And it sounds so simple to have that open mind and open heart, but I think that's part of what's happened from this play and working with the cast. They have responded to the issues. They've been able to have conversations. And you will not leave this production and be silent in the car. You won't. It's not possible. You will be talking about it.
And briefly, John, as we wrap up, do you see some kind of turning point here where we're wanting or hungry for these conversations at this point in American history?
I think there are multiple points where that kind of hunger has shown up, where people are eager to have the conversations. I think there's some distance between being eager to have the conversation and to actually have it. And then I think there's further distance to go from talking about issues of race and inequality to actually doing something about that. So especially in that second gap, I think there are definitely people out there who are eager to have those conversations, but it remains to be seen what exactly those impacts will be and what conversations will result.
We'll leave it there for now. Thanks to all of our guests for joining us. We've been hearing from Miranda Hawk, Shannon Hintz, and Jonathan Pollock. They're all involved in the Madison College production of Clybourne Park. That's a play, and then there's a community conversation about race on one of the productions. The play opens at Madison College's Mitby Theater. We've got a link to the schedule on the Central Time Facebook page.